Welcome back into Fox on Fox. We're joined now by, that's not John Fox, that is Emmanuel Sanders, Broncos wide receiver. Emmanuel, we'll start off with the suspension to Wes Welker. Just how much do you expect your workload to increase here over the next four games?
I expect it to increase a lot. With a guy like Wes Welker leaving, of course, that fills a void off in our offense. That's my brother. It hurts to see, him leave and be gone for 4 weeks, but guys got to step up. Guys like myself, when you speak of workload, guys like myself, guys like Demaryius Thomas, Andre Caldwell, and even the rookie Cody Lattimore. We just got to go out and produce. I'm in that phase of kind of tired of talking about this situation, just going out Sunday night football versus the Indianapolis Colts and put it on tape.
I got to ask you, you go from one great quarterback in Big Ben to another great one here in Peyton Manning. Totally different quarterbacks, though. What is it about Peyton in this offense that sort of gives you some freedoms that maybe you didn't have in Pittsburgh?
Well, in Pittsburgh, it was more of a balanced system, of course. Here, we throw the ball. So when I entered the free agency process, of course, I wanted to go to a team that threw the football. And I feel like that's the difference of here in Pittsburgh. We sling the football here. You can get a lot of catches. I'm happy to be here. And like I said, I'm ready for Sunday.
You keep mentioning it. First game jitters. How do you kind of tame those down a little bit? National TV audience, yeah. Indianapolis Colts, Peyton's former team.
Well, I guess I'm starting to slide into that veteran type role. And I'm not a young guy anymore. So I learned from, my mistakes. And of course, I've had, going on, this is my fifth opening day, game. And in the past, I would be out there, I'd be all hyped up. And by the time I get in the game, I'm like, wow, I'm tired, because I wasted so much energy. So this Sunday night, I'm going to try to remain calm, cool, and collective, of course, and just save all that energy. So when I get out there, I'll be ready to go.
All right, let's hit you up with a little bit of kind of get to know Emmanuel Sanders. First and foremost, how are you adjusting to Denver? How do you like the West? I know you're a Texas guy. You've been playing in Pittsburgh. Are you adjusting out here?
I'm adjusting. It's crazy when you say adjust. The first thing that comes to my mind is the altitude. When I first got out here, I remember I went upstairs. I was getting ready to sign my contract, and my heart was beating really fast. And I rarely get nervous. I'm like, why is my heart beating so fast? And, Sully, the guy, the contract guy here, he goes, it's the altitude. And then that first practice, it was tough. But as far as the city, I'm loving the city. One of my favorite things is driving down and just seeing the Rocky Mountains in the background. And it has some really good people here. And, of course, the Broncos organization has been really good to me. So I feel like I'm at home.
The oddball questions time. Any different superstitions, pregame superstitions, anything you can tell us about in those regards?
I used to have all kind of crazy superstitions when I was in college. Like I used to have to eat strawberries before every game because one game I ate strawberries and I had like 180 yards. And I kind of got out of that phase, and now more in terms of the focus phase of going over your plays, making sure you're on your assignments. Don't worry about superstitions. Just go out and play ball because I put all the preparation in for that week. I worked my butt off. And so, therefore, the superstitions can go. This is all based off hard work and dedication.
Preferences, music, movies, things you like to do when you're not here putting in time and working on football?
Usually I'm at home taking care of my son. I got a six-month-old son. His name is Princeton Emmanuel. And I'm enjoying going home to him. It's nothing, last season was, you go home and you had a drop ball, miss assignment, it bugs you. But the moment I walk into the house, it's like, I don't care what happened at work. Like, I'm focused on my son, of teaching him, the good manners and things of that sort. So I'm having a good time.
More work here or at home?
A little bit of both. That's right. But, both are fun. But, of course, it's hard. So if it ain't fun, then, it's tough. But at the end of the day, that's my son, and, I love him to death.
All right, good stuff. Broncos wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders, good luck on Sunday, the rest of the year, and bringing back that Super Bowl here to Denver.
All right, thanks, brother.
Thanks, Emmanuel. In just a minute, Coach Fox will return to give us his expectations for this season. But first up, let's send it back into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with some fans who have a rather unique view of Broncos country.
Thanks, Nick. Every week, Broncos fans are treated to one of the best pregame shows in the NFL. Four people jump out of a plane, steering around cables, and 76,000 fans sailing to a smooth landing right onto Sports Authority Field. And tonight's This is Broncos Country. I followed these daredevils around to see exactly what they do and why they do it.
Walk inside, you're going to be amazed.
Selling houses is a rush for Justin Thornton.
This model features what they call
dress to impress,
the Colorado room.
Making a sale is exciting,
But on Sundays during football season, he puts on a different uniform and does this.
Your average person does not jump out of a plane.
This is very true. I think it takes a different individual.
That different individual is Thornton. Nothing against Thunder's pregame fun. Justin and the Broncos Thunderstorm team has the coolest entrance into Sports Authority Field.
We literally can hear the fans when we open our parachutes. They're so loud.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it gets you jazzed up.
Yeah.
I could imagine it's very similar to the players on the field when the fans are yelling for them.
You feel like a hero in a way. You know, there's nothing like it.
Dave Billings is part of the original crew of four that started this almost 7 years ago. The skydiving instructor remembers when the Broncos called one winter.
I said, yeah, sure, we can put it together. And little did I know that they wanted us to jump Shannon Sharpe in for his Ring of Fame induction.
The 47-year-old called it the highlight of his career when he was the one attached to the Ring of Famer.
But I've never heard the crowd roar that much. And he turned to me and he goes, do you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, that's all for you. And he goes, wow.
It's all I've ever wanted to do.
Allison Ray joined the Thunderstorm last year. Ray is the first and only woman on the team.
You know, I grew up going to the stadium with my dad. To now get to jump into it is just beyond anything.
Beyond anything? I was intrigued. And it helps to have friends in high places. So during a practice run, I was given an opportunity to jump. Attached to a pro, there was no looking back. After starting from 12,500 feet in the air, I started to enjoy myself when Justin swooped in from the right and Dave from the left.
That was one of the most thrilling rides of my life. Now imagine these guys coming in full speed at Sports Authority Field. Woo!
Everybody's ready to go and we're in the door. That's when it starts really becoming real for us and the adrenaline gets pumping.
For Justin,
when do you plan on moving in?
Real estate is a great way to support his family. But flying in the sky brings out a different side.
You know, if you ever wonder why the birds sing, then you'll know why.
Whew, what a wild ride. All right, moving on. It's hard to imagine after last year, but expectations for the Broncos are even higher this season. But are those Super Bowl or bust predictions fair? Up next, we're back with Coach Fox, how he and the team are handling the extra pressure. Plus, getting to know your Broncos, how TJ Ward is using his NFL experience to help another player reach the same level.